This is a Fox News alert. More help for Ukraine. I'm Lee Silasera. By a vote of 368 to 57, the House has passed a measure giving another $40 billion in aid to Ukraine.
Let us not let Putin achieve a victory over democracy and liberty and freedom.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the measure provides $7 billion more than President Biden's request from April and divides the money equally between defense and humanitarian programs. It now heads to the Senate. West Virginia, one of two states holding primaries tonight.
In the 2nd District, incumbent Alex Mooney bested David McKinley to earn the victory in the GOP primary. Mooney noted the backing that helped him win.
Endorsed me three different times in press statements. Donald Trump loves West Virginia, and West Virginia loves Donald Trump.
He'll now face Democrat Barry Wendell in November. In the 1st District, Republican seat holder Carol Miller easily won her primary and a spot in the general election against Democrat Lacey Watson. He was unopposed in his quest to become West Virginia's first ever Black American member of Congress.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Primaries also being held in Nebraska. No results in the governor's race there yet. President Biden says he's doing all he can to fight inflation as gas prices reach an all-time high.
President Biden says inflation is his number one domestic priority.
Some of the roots of the inflation are outside of our control, to state the obvious. But there are things we can do and we can address.
The president urged the Senate to quickly confirm his nominees to the Federal Reserve and called on Congress to pass clean energy policies to reduce reliance on foreign oil.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Senate's confirmed Michigan State economist Lisa Cook to serve on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She becomes the first Black woman to do so in the Fed's 108-year history. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two former Oklahoma police officers are charged in the fatal shooting of a Black man in December.
Former officers 29-year-old Nathan Ronan, who's white, and 30-year-old Robert Hinkle, who's Black, are both charged in Comanche County, Oklahoma, with manslaughter after the pair responded to a 911 call in Lawton in December of a man waving a gun and holding residents hostage. They approached 29-year-old Quadri Sanders outside the home.
Hands! Hands!
Body cam shows Sanders moving behind a refrigerator.
Down!
The officers say they believed Sanders was reaching for a gun. A weapon was later found inside the home. Sanders' family is calling for the charges against the former officers to be upgraded to murder. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The former officers have been released on $25,000 bond, and they face a minimum of 4 years in prison if convicted. As inflation continues to rise, a new Gallup poll shows more Americans are growing worried about their finances.
Nearly two-thirds of those surveyed are concerned about having enough money for retirement. More than half are worried about maintaining their standard of living, and 40% are stressed about paying monthly bills, up from 32% last year. More than one in three Americans are worried about paying their rent or mortgage, but that number jumps to 59% among those making less than $40,000 a year, a group where financial anxieties are more pronounced. The findings reverse the improvement seen last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
U2 frontman Bono's long-rumored memoir is coming out in the fall. The book will be called Surrender. Reports are that he had a deal dating back to at least 2019. Bono, real name Paul Hewson, says the book's about, as he put it, one pilgrim's lack of progress with a fair amount of fun along the way. The announcement comes on the singer's 62nd birthday. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.